When I went to record this episode, I started doubting myself a little bit because there are so many different types of transitions. Some of them are small changes in your life. Some of them are big. Some of these might have been thought out and planned, and other ones might be unexpected. But after writing it out, I realized the process is the same no matter what transition you are going through. Before we jump in today's episode, I want to remind you what we're working towards. We are working towards a house that's easier to keep clean, our mind to feel less cluttered, more time to spend with the ones we love, and more energy to do the things that we actually enjoy. After today's episode, you are going to be one step closer to that goal. So grab your coffee, keep on listening, and we are going to do this together. At the core, it comes down to three different things: acceptance, having an outcome to work towards, and learning to be present as you adapt to this transition. I've taken this concept and I've turned it into 7 steps. I'm going to walk with you through each of them, and I will actually let you pause between each one to ponder it, and even better, if you can write these down. There's something about looking at your thoughts on paper that makes it more clear. But if you're driving or something and you can't write it down, that's totally fine. So let's just jump right into it. The first step is to identify the change. I want you to be very specific and put it down to one sentence. For example, I am moving, or I lost a loved one, or I just started a new job. Whatever transition you are going through, write it in one simple sentence. So take a minute to do that, or to think about it, make it simple in your mind, and then jump right back on. Now the second step is to acknowledge your feelings. So what kind of feelings do you have about this change? Don't try to hold back or distract yourself from the feelings. Just let them flow, let it all come out. And if you're writing, write it down as soon as it pops in your mind. Be honest about how you're feeling, the good things and the bad things. Acknowledging your feelings is about letting all of it out. So do that real quick. Really think about how you feel about this change, and then come back on. Now the third step is to create an outcome to work towards. How do you want to feel once you've adapted to this change? What do you want life to look like? Be specific here too, because this is something that you can reflect on and think back to whenever you're feeling overwhelmed. There's something about having an outcome to work toward that helps your mind feel at ease. So be specific. What do you want life to feel like? What do you want it to look like after you've adapted to this change? So think about that for a minute and then jump right back on. Now, number 4 is to identify how your priorities might change. When you identify your priorities, it helps you stay focused while you're working towards your desired outcome. So think about, what do you want to focus more on during this time? What are some things that you want to let go of or focus on less? Like I said, this can be really helpful, so try to be specific. What do you want to focus on more? And what do you want to focus on less? So take a minute to either write that down or think about it, and then jump right back on. Number 5 is stay in the present. I've got to say that's probably one of the hardest ones, but also one of the most important ones. A lot of time we can get stuck in our mind and overthink things. So when you start overthinking, remind yourself that you are only in control of this present moment. You cannot change the past. You can't predict the future. So remind yourself of that. It can also be helpful to write down your thoughts. No matter what they are, they could be to-dos, how you're feeling. A lot of times, just writing it on paper can really make a big difference. Then once you do that, look at that list of your thoughts and choose to focus on the things that are in your control. Even after you do that, just come back to the thought that you are only in control of this present moment. So take a minute on that one and jump right back on when you're done. Number 6 kind of goes hand in hand with staying in the present, but it's a little bit different, and that is to confront your anxiety. Anxious thoughts are actually just worries about what you can't do or what you can't change in this moment. So to combat those anxious thoughts, confront them with facts. So for example, if you're having an anxious thought about something you can't control, the fact is that it is out of your control. So you can say it out loud. You can write it down. Or another example is, I can only take a moment at a time. So if you're overthinking all the things you have to do, the fact is you can only do one thing at a time. Or let's say you're thinking far into the future and you're hoping that this transition just goes fast. You can remind yourself, change doesn't happen overnight, because that is a fact. So if you're having any anxious thoughts, write them down and find a fact to confront them with. Because a lot of time, anxiety is a feeling of uncertainty. So when you confront those thoughts with a fact, it helps ease that anxiety. So if you're having anxious thoughts right now, take a minute and confront some of those, and then jump right back on. I know the last 2 steps I said are very important, but this one is too. For step number 7, it's to connect with others. When we go through transitions, it can be kind of isolating because we can get stuck in our own head and feel like people don't truly understand what we're going through. But the only way to break through that isolating feeling or those feelings of loneliness is to open up and be honest with your feelings. First towards yourself, but then also reach out to your friends, maybe to your counselor or a therapist. Just know you do not have to do this on your own. I know a lot of times it can be easy to shut down and feel like, well, people aren't really going to understand anyways, or I need to stop being a baby. You know, all those kind of thoughts. Don't listen to those, because the truth is, the people who love you and care about you, they're going to want to help support you. So if you want to pause this and reach out to someone, you can, and then we'll just wrap it up real quick after that. Now that you've gone through this process, I hope you feel less anxious about what you're going through. Remember, transitions don't happen overnight, and you can only take one moment at a time. Oh, one more thing before you go. If you're feeling unmotivated, if you have any questions, or if you want to celebrate your wins with me, there are 2 ways that you can do that. In the show notes, I'll have 2 links. One will be for my website at simplifymomlife.com, where I'll have the comments section open, or you can sign up for my email list with the other link so that you can get each podcast and blog post sent straight to your inbox every Tuesday morning. Remember, we are well on our journey to an easier to clean house, a less cluttered mind, and more time and energy for the ones you love and the things you enjoy. If you want to stick around, don't forget to click that subscribe button. Thanks for being here, and remember, we are on this journey together.
Subscribe to my mom's podcast. It'll make her very happy.